This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that President Biden has surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can continue playing games with Europe. Russia's Gazprom Energy Company announced Monday it was halting another turbine in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany, and the flow of gas, already at just 40% of capacity, would fall by another half on Wednesday. A wildfire near Yosemite National Park, California's largest of the season, at roughly 20,000 acres, sent smoke into the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento. The Oak Fire, which erupted Friday, was roughly 20% contained this morning. Firefighters have their work cut out for them. Emmanuel Chavez is with the CAL FIRE on Bay Area CBS News.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Canadian authorities are reporting a man fatally shot two homeless people in a suburb of Vancouver, British Columbia Monday, before being shot and killed by police. It is illegal to possess an unregistered handgun of any kind in Canada. Boeing workers in the Midwest are poised to strike.
Boeing workers at three St. Louis area factories are set to strike on August 1st.
We're trying to get something that would help counteract that inflation cost to our members so we stop losing our take-home pay every week so we can invest in retirements and stuff like that.
That's Bryce Kelly with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The strike announcement comes after talks broke down between the aerospace company and unions representing about 2,500 employees. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Consumer Confidence Report is due out this hour. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
China's space agency launched a rocket on Sunday, delivering a new module to its space station. However, the inexperienced actions by China has the rocket's core stage ready to uncontrollably fall back to Earth. Now the 21 metric ton core stage will crash back to Earth in a week or so. This isn't the first time the Chinese inexperience has proven incompetent. In April of 2021, a piece of launched spacecraft crashed into the Indian Ocean. Also, a crash into the moon recently was suspected Chinese rocket garbage. President Trump is the keynote speaker at the sold-out America First Agenda Summit in Washington, D.C. today. His speech is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Eastern. When America asked cops to wear body cameras, it was resisted, but eventually became a standard. Asking public schools to put cameras in our kids' classrooms is being resisted tooth and nail. Erica Sanzi on Fox News with Outreach for Parents Defending Education.
Well, there's no question that policies across the country have taken hold that are attempting to drive a wedge between parents and their children. And we need to keep in mind, right, like a school will not give our children Tylenol or Advil or even let them use sunscreen without parents signing a permission slip. And yet now we have school districts, again, across the country who are deliberately deceiving parents and also acknowledging that they are withholding information from parents.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's amazing that a majority of Americans, 9 out of 10, say we're on the wrong track. I'm saying, okay, well, that's a good start here. Maybe we can have a conversation because we do agree on that reality. Now, what does being on track really look like? Let's talk about that. Let's reason together. Our next guest has been reasoning with us for a long time. It's always a privilege to have Dr. Jerome Corsi on the show. He's the best-selling author. I think the last time we counted was 25 books since 2004. He's probably up to maybe closer to 30, six of which have been on the New York Times bestseller list, number one New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of Corsi Nation, and now the senior editor at World Net Daily. Jerome, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, good to have you here. This latest book, The Truth About Energy, Global Warming and Climate Change, Exposing the Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. Like most of the books that you write, there is a cause and effect here. What was the motivation for you to write this book?
Well, I mean, I've been through, you know, the Mueller investigation. They wanted to imprison me, and I wouldn't lie about Donald Trump. They never indicted me, so I decided afterwards I would write books the rest of my life, God willing. And this book, I felt, is my third book on energy and climate change. My first was Black Gold Stranglehold in 2005, when I tried to explain to everyone that oil is not and coal are not fossil fuels. They're natural products made by the earth on a continuous basis. I wrote a whole chapter of this new book to that. And it just became overwhelming on me, Bill, the amount of lies, hypocrisy in the climate change movement. They began documenting it. This book is heavy in science. It is 400 pages long. It's got 1,000 footnotes, many from scientific peer-reviewed journals. But I begin by saying this came out of a Malthusian movement at the end of World War II. There's too many people. We got to eliminate people. It was hijacked by John Holder and Obama's science czar that if they could just have a climate emergency and blame it on carbon dioxide, we could attack capitalism, because hydrocarbon fuels, the engine of capitalism, basically exude some carbon dioxide. And so the green movement has gotten hijacked by the neo-Marxist AOCs of the world, and now they think they can scare everybody, and we're all going to die. Oceans are going to rise. Al Gore, 2000. None of that came true, but you know, everybody's going to die of COVID. Everybody's going to die of this, and so we better stop. We better go into another lockdown. It's all about totalitarian control by the intolerant left, which has become neo-Marxist, and they're intent on destroying the United States economy and our culture.
It is amazing, as you state, Jerome, that for decades, they've been spewing out these lies with impunity. They have captured our media. They've captured science. They've captured even the treasury of the United States, the people's tax money, to where they force academics to write papers, research papers that are loaded with lies. And because, look at, they count on this research money. And if they're going to get the research money from these scientific bureaucracies, well, then they've got to toe the party line. If they don't, they're not going to get money. And in many cases, what's happened over the years, as you know, Dr. Corsi, you know, you've got professors that have been canceled. They've lost their tenure. They've been kicked out of universities. They're no longer able to speak freely about the truth of energy and fossil fuels.
Well, I left university about 1982 for many of the same reasons. And the point is, if you look at the science, the Earth is 4.6 billion years old. Well, we've only been here for maybe 10 million years as humanoids. That's like a microsecond. When the early Earth was forming, most of the atmosphere was carbon dioxide. About 500 million years ago, it began dramatically reducing. And about 175 million years ago, there were 7,500 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Today, there's only 400 parts per million in the atmosphere. We're told it has doubled since the Industrial Revolution. Yes, at the start of the Industrial Revolution, there was 200 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and now it's 400 parts per million. But that is a trace element. It's some 0.000% of the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is barely measurable, and it is not a driver of heat on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and don't we find by the science that carbon dioxide promotes life, doesn't it?
Well, the carbon dioxide feeds the trees. And in fact, the carbon dioxide follows global warming. My book, I go back through the ice ages. We've had ice ages back as far into Earth history as we can reach. The Earth goes through cycles of warming and cooling. You know, the sun, the major driver of heat on the Earth is the sun. I mean, look outside. You know, big news bulletin to the left: sun heats Earth. We get our heat from the sun.
Right.
You know, and that, it's not from carbon dioxide. And the fact is that right now we're in a global, we're in an interglacial warming period, and we ought to enjoy it because ice ages aren't very much fun. And we can have another ice age coming, and, you know, we've been in a global interglacial warming period for about 25,000 years. It's probably going to end, may not end for another 100,000 years, but, you know, the sun cycle 24 was relatively dormant, and sun cycle 25 looks like it's starting out dormant. The sun stops being as vibrant in sunspots. It's going back into a long-term cooling trend, and Earth will, as a result, have another ice age eventually. Not that we should worry about that today, but we should enjoy the green. There's more green on Earth today than there has been in recorded history.
A lot of what you're sharing, Jerome, is common sense. And this is why most Americans they haven't followed this deal. I mean, it doesn't connect correctly. I mean, here you have a former president who touted, you know, all this climate hysteria and everything, but he and his wife go and buy a home on the East Coast next to the water when the waters supposedly are going to swallow up land masses in mass if you listen to Al Gore. And to me, Al Gore is one of those false prophets, and you being a man of faith as I am, I want for those days when false prophets were eliminated, you know, from the marketplace. Because if you made a prophecy, if you made a statement and it didn't come from the Word of God and you claimed it did, then there was a price to be paid. Here in America, we're so forgiving that we allow these people to keep lying to us and to come back and you know, even pay their expenses, buy their expensive jets, and continue to listen to these faux narratives, whether it is Al Gore or these institutions like the Imperial College out of Europe.
and lie to our children in the schools and tell them that the earth is going to end and they won't be able to be adults if we don't stop using hydrocarbon fuels. It's absolute nonsense.
Well, unfortunately, this is how totalitarian governments gain control and power. They start with fear. It is the lowest common denominator and an insult to our intelligence.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are suffering severe persecution, and yet Christianity continues to grow. We at the Tide Ministry rejoice to hear from listeners who have found the love of Christ through our radio programming. One listener sent this message: "Your radio program showed me the real love I needed to know because I always felt that I was not loved by my God. But now I know that the real God loves me." If only that one person heard the gospel through our radio broadcast and was saved, it would be worth it. Praise God that many others are responding to Christ, regardless of the threat of persecution. We are committed to continue diligently broadcasting the gospel until every last person has heard the good news or Christ returns. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, the deep state tried to stop him, but the truth won out as always. This is the thing about the truth. Sometimes you have to be patient, and that's counter our
our intuitive nature. You know, we're the generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. It just doesn't happen fast enough. But the truth always wins, and this is the story of Jerome Corsi. Jerome, we touched on this just a moment in the first segment, and I want to give just a little bit more space and attention to this. I mean, what Mueller did to you and your family was unconscionable. And God bless your wife, who came alongside and help you stand on the truth of God in such a way that you didn't fold and you didn't lie. And the FBI was coercing and doing everything they could to get you to lie so that you would be another one of the casualties and another, I guess you might say, a mark on their belt of glory.
Well, the CNN was parked outside the door for months. You still have nightmares that the FBI is going to break down the door. Mm. My wife woke up in the middle of this in the plea deal when they wanted me to do a plea deal. Just woke up one morning and said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life and have you not be the man I married. And when she said that, I told them to take a hike. Mm. And they never indicted me. It was all a lie. I wouldn't lie to not go to prison. I would rather have gone to prison than to have lied. Mm-hmm. And they folded. Basically broke the Mueller investigation because they thought I was the one who had a tie to Julian Assange with Roger Stone and with Donald Trump, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't find it, and I didn't have it. They were going to put me in prison anyway. Right. It's the same with this climate. That's why I wrote this new book on the truth about energy, climate change, and global warming. I'm biblically oriented. I believe that the truth will set us free. And
yes.
It may take a while. It may take a while. The book is 400 pages long. It's got 1,000 footnotes. I worked on it for a year. My third book on energy. And it has, again, I'll be demonized. I wrote in 2005, Black Gold Stranglehold, and said that oil is not fossil fuel. It's natural product of the earth. I devote a whole chapter. I show you the chemistry of oil. I show you the equation. I point out that the earth is a dramatically changing environment. I looked at the five extinctions. The dinosaurs died with massive asteroid hitting and 1,000 years of volcanic activity that threw sulfur in the atmosphere and ended photosynthesis on earth. These are massive cataclysmic changes, not just a little bit more carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jerome, there is the truth about energy that you address. There's also the truth about these nefarious policies that are behind these climate alarmists. So put that side by side, okay? The truth of energy and the truth of the alarmists. What are the alarmists? What is their motivation? What are they really about? When you talk about God's blessing upon this planet, that he has supplied us with energy, it's not like this isn't a surprise. God knew that we were going to need oil. We were going to need the energy that he supplied and that he built into the planet. And then now you've got the alarmists that are frightening people and thinking that we have to alter our lifestyles and we have to alter our perception of our worldview to eliminate God and his provision for his people.
Well, everything on earth God put for a purpose. And God told human beings to go forth and multiply, not to kill the world and kill babies and all the rest that the left wants to do. If you take a hard look at and I put four chapters of this book, a third of it goes into the philosophy and the political thinking since World War II. It started with the Malthusians, started with Paul Ehrlich. Too many people. We got to kill people. There's too many. We're going to use up all the resources of the earth.
Right.
And that got joined by John Holdren, who was Obama's science czar, who's in the 70s, these people, Holdren and Ehrlich, were convinced we were going to have an ice age because the world was then cooling. Of course, that went away, and now the earth started warming, which the earth does. It changes periodically, not because of carbon dioxide. And so now they decided it's a you know, we're all going to die because the Earth is warming and it's cataclysmic. Well, it's a political agenda captured by the neo-Marxist left, by the AOC. They demonize carbon dioxide because hydrocarbon fuels exude carbon dioxide, not enough to make a difference in the atmosphere. And hydrocarbon fuels are the engine of capitalism. They can make us worried that we're going to all die. Our children feel they're not going to grow up because the Earth is going to get exhausted and warmed up, burned up because we're so, you know, greedy that we burn hydrocarbon fuels when we could do otherwise. Then we might stop using hydrocarbon fuels. Capitalism would be destroyed and they would have what they wanted, which is the destruction of God, the destruction of capitalism, and a returning of the world into slavery, their control. That's what this is about. And it's not a scientific agenda. It's not rooted in science. The science doesn't correspond with anything these people in the global hysteric community are saying. But, you know, we're all going to die of COVID. We're all going to die of global warming. What's the solution? Lockdown, control. You can't be free. Don't argue. Drive electric cars. Well, where does the energy come from in electric cars? It comes from hydrocarbon fuels. You know, tell somebody who can't afford $5 a gallon of gasoline going to 10, they need to buy a $60,000 car to save the planet. Might as well tell the homeless that, you know, they better buy a house if they don't want to live in the streets. I mean, it won't happen. Mm-hmm. We've got Donald Trump proved what I say in this book, that hydrocarbon fuels are abundant. We have them and they're produced by the earth. They can be burned safely and they are the most efficient fuel. You cannot power a city scale up with wind or solar power. And the subsidies like Solyndra dried up. We have tons of junk solar panels and wind turbines that nobody would want to use.
Exactly. Jerome, what do you make of this argument that comes from the left when they're trying to talk to people of faith and saying, well, you know, you're supposed to be a good steward of the planet. Are you a good steward of the planet? And this is, a false flag argument. And I want you to explain that to our audience as well so that, you know, they don't get put back on their heels when these lefties come at them and accuse people of faith for not being, you know, good stewards. They use the word of God. I mean, it's similar to me, you know, when I hear it, I think of, you know, when Jesus was being tempted out in the wilderness, right? Satan used a little bit of the word of God and kind of, you know, pretzeled it up in such a way to, you know, kind of just make it seem like it came, you know, from the throne room of God, but certainly it didn't. It was an aberration, clearly.
Well, Satan is convincing, otherwise would never have bitten the apple. The point is that God said, go forth and multiply. Didn't say babies. Didn't say many people sent diseases or supposed, you know, a vaccine. The first three chapters of this book, that the technology, the whole thinking, resonated with their many people. The left is not valued beings. They want to be in control. They want to be masters. We're all in serfs to be reduced in number, made to suffer nothing, because they want resources to them. They're driving their, you know, big cars and flying in the jet for electricity and.
Well, we're back at that crossroads once again, Jerome. You know, as the Bible says, what is before you today is life and death. And very quickly, you know, the man of God said, let me give you the answer. The answer is you want to choose life. And this is what comes with God. And anything, any proposition or policy that comes across the, you know, the doorway for people of faith, that's what they should ask. And they should qualify that proposition with, is that going to add or take away from my liberty? Is it going to add or take away from life? And these democratic policies seem to be more injurious serious to life as we're realizing. Dr. Jerome
Corsi, if you're 65
or
older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that President Biden has surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can continue playing games with Europe. Russia's Gazprom Energy Company announced Monday it was halting another turbine in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany, and the flow of gas, already at just 40% of capacity, would fall by another half on Wednesday. A wildfire near Yosemite National Park, California's largest of the season, at roughly 20,000 acres, sent smoke into the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento. The Oak Fire, which erupted Friday, was roughly 20% contained this morning. Firefighters have their work cut out for them. Emmanuel Chavez is with the CAL FIRE on Bay Area CBS News.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. COVID-19 cases are ticking up again, and new, more contagious variants are contributing to this increase. So what does this mean for summer plans and for the fall as we enter into cold and flu season? For those relying on natural immunity to protect them from COVID, they may be surprised to hear that people who have had COVID before can get it again. A COVID reinfection can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, long-lasting symptoms, or even death, especially in people who are unvaccinated. Getting vaccinated is the best way to enjoy peace of mind throughout the seasons. With us to talk more about it is Dr. Erin O'Connor. She's director of the Medical Toxicology Fellowship at Banner University, the Medical Center at Phoenix. Dr. O'Connor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, and thanks for helping spread the word about the importance of vaccines and boosters. Really appreciate it.
Well, exactly. Well, we want to keep people safe out here, and after 2.5 years, we've got a lot of information here that needs to be utilized for the benefit of all concerned. So why should people get vaccinated if they can still get COVID?
Well, that's the that is a question I'm asked often. And, you know, if we look at the evidence, vaccinated patients are much less likely to be hospitalized. They're less likely to die. More than 5 times less likely to be hospitalized, actually. So vaccination is very, very important. Relying, as you said in your introduction, relying on natural immunity is not enough or sufficient. And even with the Omicron variant, we're seeing folks who have gotten earlier, or were previously infected with Omicron, now getting reinfected with the prevailing subvariants that are occurring. So vaccination is still your best protection.
Well, you mentioned natural immunity. How is that working? I mean, you gave a number of people more likely to be infected and hospitalized. Does that include people with natural immunity, or is that people who just have not been vaccinated at all?
It encompasses both. It can be folks who have previously been infected and those who have not been infected. It's all about time and waning protection. Right. Mm-hmm. Even our natural immunity right. that you get from a viral infection decreases over time. And then when we have these mutations, because we have uncontrolled spread, we then have threats to both our natural immunity as well as our vaccination efficacy. Now, granted, that's against infection, right? So vaccine mm-hmm. efficacy, keeping people from getting infected, is starting to wane because of all the new variants that are emerging, specifically BA5. However, it's still, the vaccinations still protect people from being hospitalized because they're so sick or dying from this disease. Mm-hmm. So still critically, critically important.
Well, you say with the recent FDA recommendations to update boosters to target new variants, are the current vaccines still effective?
They are. They are. And that's the thing. That's what we were talking about. People are starting to perhaps develop an infection, so they can be infected because of that decreasing vaccine efficacy, but the vaccines are still very effective at keeping you out of the hospital and keeping you from dying. So we still have to then layer in our other strategies, right? So mm-hmm. social distancing, washing our hands, wearing a mask if we're going to be indoors with large crowds. You know, we still have to kind of now do both of those things to decrease our infection rate.
Dr. O'Connor, what do we know 2.5 years down the road with the fact that 3/4 of American adults, 2/3 of all Americans have been vaccinated? Are we dealing with any indication of some side effects? Has there been any detection here that we should be concerned about? Because this has also been one of the concerns of people in terms of having, you know, vaccination hesitancy.
The question is side effects about from the vaccines, long-term consequences from vaccines.
Isn't it correct? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to clarify, because obviously we definitely know that there are long-term consequences of having contracted and been ill from COVID, and those are very well described. There are no such long-term consequences of the vaccine. The vaccines are very safe. They have a safety threshold higher than almost any medication, or medical intervention, out there, right? I mean, we're taking millions and millions of healthy individuals and we're vaccinating them to keep them healthy. We would not want to do that if it were making folks sick. So there are adverse effects, associated with any intervention, but vaccines are very safe. There are no long-term concerns other than the acute problems that can develop. You know, there's anaphylaxis. Folks do have a risk of being hypersensitive to these drugs, so those patients shouldn't get vaccines. As far as the messenger RNA vaccines, they're very, very safe.
I imagine, Dr. O'Connor, in some respects, it's a bit of a challenge. Knowing what you know and having the data in front of you regarding vaccines, and for people to still question the efficacy and the effectiveness of being vaccinated as a clear defense. As you mentioned, we want to certainly not forget the common sense precautions that we should take, whether in a flu season, things that our grandparents, our parents have told us over the years, those common sense things, you know, washing hands, maintaining distance. If you're sick, you know, don't go into, you know, congested areas, whether it's shopping or, you know, going to churches and things like that. Yeah, we need to be considerate. And I think that to some regards, we've upped our game overall as a country on this, but we need to maintain vigilance because COVID seems to be something that, you know, likes hanging around here for some reason.
Yeah, you know, none of us can predict what the future is going to look like, but obviously we talk about this becoming endemic and something like influenza that we're going to have to just contend with from season to season. But to your point, the critical part is to think of, you know, others, right? Put your self-interest. You may be young and vigorous and healthy and think, I'm never going to get, you know, terribly sick from COVID, so I'm not worried. But that's not why we're doing this, right? We're doing this because we need to, we know how many folks have lost their lives and how many people's lives have been affected by COVID. We're doing this to protect one another. And so, exactly. Don't go out if you're sick. Please protect other people. And vaccination, you know, I encourage you, if you're still hesitant to get vaccinated, please reach out to your healthcare providers, the folks you trust the most, and ask them, their, you know, for guidance, and let's find out why. You know,
exactly.
It is frustrating. It's the, it's what led us out of this disaster we were in. And so vaccines and the vaccine campaign is so critically important. So we just want to get folks' questions answered so that they can be confident and comfortable and know that choosing to get vaccinated is the safest, best option.
And Dr. O'Connor, I appreciate your position of informed consent. That is so critical and important when it comes to healthcare. And again, relative to, you know, some people would say, well, I'm around vaccinated people. You know, do I still need to be vaccinated?
Yeah, that's right. That's an interesting question, just because then, you know, vaccinated folks are like, why aren't you? Why are you unvaccinated?
Right, exactly.
Yes, right. Like, if you're the one person who's not vaccinated, why? So the question is, why aren't you getting vaccinated? And let's address the concerns, because yes, you can come in contact. We know that it's the disease spreads, and every time it spreads, it's an opportunity for mutation, and we really need to curb this virus's ability to continue to mutate, because it's going to elude our protections from our, you know, therapeutics and our vaccines. So we really got to shut down infection, and we do that by having the, you know, that critical mass of our population vaccinated. And we do that by employing, you know, good hygiene and making good decisions when it comes to being around other people. So, and certainly, you know, we talk about the vulnerable population, you know, the elderly, those who are sick or immunocompromised. We got to do it for their sake, for protecting them. And thank goodness now, you know, our children, 6 months to 5 years, can now be vaccinated. And that's that was a huge vulnerable population that often has to go to daycare and school environments that just means that they can't socially distance. So vaccines are so important in this younger population to stop spread.
Well, she's a frontline expert, and she's been sharing the facts on COVID and vaccines. Dr. Erin O'Connor has been with us, Director of Medical Toxicology Fellowship at Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix. Dr. O'Connor, thank you for the time and the information.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. So grateful for Jerome Corsi and his new book, by the way. Available at all the usual places. We'll link it on our website as well. And this is The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change, Exposing Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. I've known Jerome Corsi probably for at least 10 years. And for him to make the statement that this is the best book he's ever written is quite profound. I mean, he's an excellent writer, and he has been right there reporting the news and balancing out what disinformation that has been thrown our way, and this has been the hallmark of Jerome Corsi's research and his in his writing styles, and we're so grateful for him for that. And so for him to make the statement about it, and a time when we really need to know, what's going on. I mean, the government wants us to go all electric. We go, wow, this doesn't make sense. I mean, we're talking single digit in terms of interest in this narrative and this policy that Joe Biden and the Democrats want to thrust upon us. I mean, this isn't a type of thing where you can, present a story that we can all agree on, or at least a majority of Americans agree on. This really makes sense. I mean, what they've done is they have propagandized the constituency in such a way with disinformation that it has us, at opposing viewpoints. You can't even sit down and talk with somebody who is like a Greta Thunberg, who is so convinced that the sky is falling, and we can't even have a reasonable conversation and say, well, let's consider the science here. in this age of that science is supposed to be so important. You know, we just went through quite the training session for the last 2.5+ years with the COVID. But no, let's just use science when it fits our narrative, and you know, we'll bend it and twist it. And you talk about disinformation. I mean, they are the artists of disinformation. And as I mentioned, of course, we know historically, this has been going on for decades, that in academia, you know, professors that were, you know, scientists, when they're doing papers and reports and they are being subsidized, which most do get subsidized, you know, by these bureaucracies, it's the people's money, which I think is quite interesting, and we're paying people to lie to us. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, isn't that insulting? When they're using our money to not give us an objective understanding of what's going on, they're twisting the science for an expected outcome. They are convinced. I mean, and as Jerome, you know, stated in the interview, this has been, you know, they've been moving the goalpost. You know, it was one thing, it was, you know, it was cooling, then it was heating, then it just became climate change. I mean, the language has changed to fit as they've moved the goalpost. I mean, this would be like somebody predicting that Jesus was going to come, and he didn't come, so then they, well, you know, this wasn't quite aligned. Oh, I forgot to mention, and so this gives me another 10 years of life to purport that Jesus will be coming. And for those that are silly enough to go along with that, well, then they hold on to that little remnant of belief that Jesus is coming as predicted by this false prophet. And that's what it comes down to, is you got all these false prophets regarding climate. I mean, God created this world. They, you know, Al Gore, last time I checked, I mean, he tried to convince us he invented the internet, right? What a joke. And now we're supposed to think that he knows so much about, you know, about the climate, that he's a scientist on top of all this. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. But what has it been doing? You know, it's fooling people into thinking that they don't want to argue anymore. They don't want to, you know, deal with the issues. And when you get into the science and you want to have a conversation with somebody, it can be quite complex. And like, who has the time to get into? I mean, you know, we had Gregory Wrightstone on, you know, earlier in the week. And Gregory is such a brainiac. I mean, he's been studying. This stuff comes off, you know, just off his sleeve, like rote. I mean, he's talked about it so often. But what Gregory's done for us at CO2coalition.org is I think he's given us a real powerful tool to use here. And you need to take note of this. And we're going to put this on our website as well. And what he has is the climate quiz that he makes available on the website. And that's CO2coalition.org/climate-quiz. All right. If you get to the, you know, CO2 coalition, you'll see it gives you two options. It'll say CO2 facts, which is, you know, I mean, it'll bruise your brain. I mean, if you really understand this stuff, I mean, this is like you got to really do a deep dive and, you know, get your snorkel out and maybe some oxygen tanks to really get into it. I mean, it takes some study to understand, and this is what they're taking advantage of to try to give us some sort of false, but they really don't know for the most part. But what Gregory has done for us is he gives us the climate quiz. And what I would do is direct these people to the climate quiz. And so here, for example, when you take the quiz, it's pretty quick. I mean, there's some simple, easy questions here. It says polar bear populations are in decline. Do you agree, disagree, or you're unsure? So we'll just say we disagree. Okay, and let's reveal the answer. Okay, answer. The polar bear population is growing in size. It is not declining, okay? It's growing in size. In 1960, the estimated polar bear population was 10,000. Plus or minus 5,000. The largest estimate is 39,000 of the creatures, the largest ever recorded. Now, this is due to a combination of a hunting ban, but also due to an increase in seal population, the bear's primary food source. All this makes sense. So there's an explanation there for you, okay? So that's one of the things that they try to tell you, is that polar bear populations are in decline. Okay, so now you know the right answer, right? So now let's go to the next question, for example. We'll try and keep this simple. We're only going to do about two or three of these so you can get the idea. The melting of Arctic ice is causing sea levels to rise. Now, do you agree? Do you disagree? Are you unsure? Well, I disagree with that. And here's the answer. Melting of floating ice does not cause sea levels to rise. And he gives you an example. There's two glasses. You have a glass with ice water, and then you have a glass that is without ice and just water there side by side. The melting of Arctic sea ice cannot cause sea levels to rise since the ice is floating on water. The only ice that can cause sea levels to rise is ice melting on land. So he says, try this experiment for yourself, a glass of water and a few ice cubes, and you'll see for yourself, you'll see the practicality of that. But again, you know, they take advantage of what we could perceive if we're told that that's what we're supposed to perceive. And this has been going on for a long time. We saw this happen with 9/11. We were told what we, you know, what our eyes, what we thought we were seeing, but we weren't told the whole truth. We didn't get a chance to look down into the infrastructure of the building and see the other mitigating elements that contributed to the towers falling. But all we saw was two jets going into planes and the buildings falling down and collapsing in their own footprint, which is very demolition-like. But that's a whole other story, and I digress for just a moment. Anyway, let's get back to the climate quiz, which is, again, at co2coalition.org/quiz. Now, and to me, this is very simple. I mean, if you have somebody that wants to debate this issue, just, hey, let me ask you a few questions, or, you know, let me pull this up and answer these questions. Okay, so now we've had two questions and answers. Let's go to the next one. And it, you know, this isn't all that tedious. It's all pretty basic, right? I mean, these are the kind of things that they throw at you. Do you know, the sea levels are rising and they're going to swallow up, you know, Barack Obama's home on the East Coast. Well, you know, he knows better, really. And that's why they bought where they bought. Okay, so the rate of sea level, is it rising? Okay, the rate of sea level rise is increasing. Do you agree or disagree? Okay, let's just say we disagree. Okay, sea level rise is not accelerating. Okay, and they've got the graphs. I mean, from Tokyo to Mumbai, India, Calcutta, Los Angeles, Buenos Aires, and New York. Okay. And it says the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, this is the third assessment report, stated no significant acceleration in the rate of sea level rise during the 20th century has been detected. Now, did Al Gore say that? Did Thunberg, you know, Greta Thunberg, I mean, did she say that? Did any of these other alarmists say? No, they said just the opposite. Even though the science is there to tell you what the whole truth is and nothing but. Now, tide gauges all over the world measure the height of the seas where they touch the land. Long-term tide gauge records show a long, steady rise in relative sea levels over the entire length of their records, sometimes longer than 100 years, with no acceleration. Now, the NOAA places this rate of rise at about 1.7 to 1.9 millimeters per year. Or, are you ready for this? The thickness of two dimes that are stacked together. That's it. So here's all this worry and concern. But like I said, it's real simple. You know, do this for yourself. And if you find yourself stuck in a bucket of gum with a climate alarmist, maybe this might set them free and give them some peace of mind and advance their education just a bit. I mean, it's not like we're trying to touche somebody here. I'm not much into getting into these arguments like we're playing a chess game. I want our conversation to be enlightening for both of us so that we're all the better as a result of the interaction. I would think that would be, you know, really the American ideal and what would be helpful for our fellow humanoids, don't you think? So again, I remind you, check it out, co2coalition.org/quiz, and may it help you and enlarge your understanding of what is going on with this disinformation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Frustrated.